Welcome to the Ella Ringrose podcast. I'm so happy to have you here today. So what we talk about on this podcast is all things to do with spirituality, surrendered manifestation, angel messages, and self-love, really becoming the best versions of ourselves and stepping into our highest potential so that we can love ourselves and love our lives. I'm so grateful to have you here. I ask if you are listening, please give this video or this podcast a star rating and make sure to take a screenshot and pop it on your Instagram stories, as I love seeing them over on Instagram. I do want to give you a quick side note that I stream all of these podcasts on my YouTube channel as a live stream. So if it sounds like I'm speaking to the camera or if I'm describing a card, as I do card messages in these podcasts, that is why. It is because I'm literally speaking to the camera as well as the podcast. So without further ado, I hope you enjoy. I'm sending you lots of love and light, and let's get straight into today's podcast. Hello everyone, welcome to my channel. It is killing me, the aesthetic version of me. Like, I love things to be pretty and to be perfect. I'm a bit of a perfectionist, and this background is not cutting it for me. I've just moved into my new place, so I'm just getting the hang of things, and I'm also creating a very secret little program that I literally am so happy. I'm just so happy, and I wanted to deliver a November energy update. So welcome everyone. If you can please give this video a thumbs up, and if you're new here, click subscribe. Hi, everyone's joining. Sending you all so much love from Ireland. I'm so excited. I'm gonna do a quick video just on the energy update. I have a lot of energy. I'm so happy right now, and this is something I want to share in the current themes. I'm noticing is every spiritual person that I meet, and when I say spiritual, I just mean, like, you know, people who are doing inner work, or they're meditating, or they're attuning to their God source vibration, they're connecting to the divine, whatever, you know. Like, sometimes I find this, the word label spiritual is a bit odd. Everyone's lives are starting to domino into, like, amazingness. Like, I am noticing a collective thread of so many people's lives. Like, there is portals opening up of opportunity, of abundance, of growth. It's like the inner work has been done, the healing has been done, the self-love has been done. And I really feel for November specifically, it's like, whoosh, a lot of energy for new projects, new beginnings, and letting go of old things. I'm seeing this. I've been doing a ton of client calls lately. And for everyone joining, can you please give this a thumbs up? I really appreciate it. For everyone, I've been doing so many psychic readings lately, like an immense amount. And I'm just seeing this common thread from every one of their guides coming through. Like, there is magic in the air, truly. And I can feel it in my bones. And specifically for November, when I tune in, the color that I see is the sacral chakra, which is all about the chi energy, right? And I'm seeing this again, this collective thread of every reading I'm doing, most of their guides are like directing them towards the sacral, the chi energy. So if you have been going on a spiritual path and you've been tired for the past while, I know an ascension symptom of mine was I was exhausted all the freaking time. Until I started to unlock my sacral energy and use that life force energy towards giving me more energy, right? And this is a common thread I see in the collective. And for November, like, when I tuned into my higher self, I was like, what's the message for November? Like, what's the energy? I feel it really in the air. There's been a lot of letting go. So a lot of death, letting go of an older version of yourself, an older aspect of yourself that you couldn't bring along with you further. But I see this, like, this powerful energy of something being created, almost like a baby being created, like a massive project, a massive beginning, a new rebirth of excitement, of joy, like something new beginning, but because you decided to let go of the old and you did that work, okay? And for anyone watching, if you can give this a thumbs up, it really helps me out. So I'm just going to start shuffling the cards. But essentially, I'm reading a lot of books right now, and guys, the card I pulled was the life force energy. This is literally the energy I'm talking about, chi, because I think I just want you to take a moment to tune into your heart center and realize that, like, we are here on earth. Like, you are able to breathe and you are able to see with your eyes and you can move and you can walk. And, like, this human experience is truly a gift that the divine created Mother Earth for us to experience and enjoy. And it's our duty to give that love back into the world, right? And that's kind of what I see in this card, the life force energy, is like bathing in all the beauty and the physicality of this world, right? So our chi energy is a very powerful energy within our body, the life force energy, the kundalini, that is essentially here to alchemize any darkness, any emotions, any stiffness, any stuckness in our life. It's usually a lack of you tuning into your life force energy, because that's like your passion and your drive for life. So all artists will create from their chi energy, their sexual energy. You know, the word sexual is just another label for it. It's literally just a pure energy. Like, it's potent. It's your kind of mind programming that can make it feel like, oh, that's not good, or that's not bad, or whatever. But the chi energy is a very bright orange kind of color. That's kind of how I'm being shown. But November is all about reawakening to like the juice of life, the zest of life, the joy of life, right? So having more fun. And this is something I see in the common thread of collective, right? It's a very healing time, right? And pulling the card of the healing, like it's the chi energy is healing, right? When you look at children, they're laughing, they're crying, they're just so amazed that they're in this world. They're like, wow. And that's the energy that's kind of coming back in. So for anyone who's wanting to start a new project, this is like a sign from me to you, like, go ahead and do this. There's a lot alchemizing, and the card I pulled was patience, which is something I feel like when you are on the spiritual path, patience is a lesson that you do have to learn immensely. And I feel like a lot of you have been patient. Like, you have been patient. You've been learning the art of patience, whether that's for a desire, whether that's patience in your emotions and wanting to feel happiness again. Maybe you feel you've been in a dark rut for a really long time and you're like, when's this gonna break? It's on the other side of you letting go of that thing, because a lot of us can be attached to suffering. We can be attached to pain. We can be attached to our own poison, because it's something that makes us feel like, it's almost like this, an addiction to victimization. It's a trap from the ego, because it's perpetuating separation, that we are alone and that there is no one around us who understands us or connects to us, when in reality we are all connected. Like, we are all literally interconnected, and that's just an ego separation thing. That's why, like, when we're born, we're disconnected from the divine, which is the radiant love that we feel. And therefore the ego kicks in fear of being like, why does this feel so weird? Like, what's going on? And we're kind of sold this illusion of separation, when in reality we're all interconnected. So the reason I share this, and that's kind of coming through, is like, your mind and your body are one. They're connected. Your mind and your chi are one. Your negative beliefs and your positive beliefs are one. Your sad emotions and your happy emotions are one. It's all interconnected. You and your brother are one. Like, you and your neighbor are one. Like, you're both humans, right? You're all a part of the one grand universe, right? Uni is one, and verse is melody. So like, you're one frequency, the one song, the one melody. Like, this whole universe is just a symphony frequency of vibration, and it's your duty to tune into your vibration and alchemize it with your heart to be able to create what you desire, and also alchemize yourself, like alchemize your emotions, transmute those darker energies into more positive ones, to transmute fear into love, to transmute scarcity into confidence, lack into abundance. Like, that's your gift. And when you reclaim your power, which is that sacral energy, I believe the power is in the solar plexus and the sacral, but specifically for this month, like, there's just a lot of sacral energy of reclaiming your power, feeling like power is good, and it's important for you to reclaim your power. Because what can happen, I see this, is like, when you go on a spiritual awakening, or you awaken to the fact that you're a spiritual being having a temporary human experience, you start becoming sensitive to energy, maybe you start crying more, or feeling your emotions, or feeling this illusion of separation, what starts to happen is you can start to feel very vulnerable. Because you're going through a lot. I know for me, when I went through my emotional purge before my heart awakening, it was like all these emotions were coming up that like I hadn't allowed my little self to feel ever. And so all these, this quote unquote darkness, it's not really darkness, but it's like the mind's way of seeing that, is like the illusion, oh, I'm suffering. But in reality, I was just giving a voice to that inner child, that inner teenager, so I could reclaim her, integrate, and become a wholer self, so that I could then continue to dive deeper into my purpose, my passion, my hobbies, my love, like all of these different things. So we're becoming essentially masters of energy, and in not in a controlling way. I want to say that it's not becoming a master of controlling energy. It's being an alchemizer of emotion to feel like, okay, I've been conditioned to think that, for example, if I want to create massive success in my life or I want to pursue something, it has to be difficult and it has to be controlling. It has to be hard and a hustle. It's not to say you won't have to work hard. Again, for anyone watching, please give this video a thumbs up. It's like that's a programming belief, right? But when we tune into energy, there's a lot of resistance that comes up when I hear that. Right? Like success needs to be control and hustle, right? Resistance. How does your body feel? Do you contract? Do you feel more scared? Do you feel more fearful? Right? When you listen to how your body is responding, which is an energetic thermometer, as I like to call it, when you feel that, it's your job then as a sovereign being to go, well, I can choose to follow a different energetic way that makes me feel aligned, right? It could literally be as simple as changing words. Like specific words, like I don't like the words habits. It just makes me think of like this stone cold person. I don't know why. So I say the word like offering. I get to offer myself to this experience of drinking this water, right? As a habit, you know? So it's changing those words and changing those paths. This is like fully flowing through. It's like you're changing those energies of resistance into flow, into ease, into pleasure. So like, manifestation, I see this in the world. It's, I'm going to shuffle the card, continue to shuffle the cards, is like this feeling of control, hyperfixation, neediness, right? And what's happening is when we're trying to control, our hands are locked, right? They're closed. They're enclosed by what we want, right? That means we're not open to receiving what the universe has to offer us. Because I always say when you are tuning in a desire, it's also to be open to it coming in a different way, because the love that created you is the love that is guiding you. And when you are tuning into something you love, love could be offering you something better. So it's always to be open to something, expecting something better, right? If you're super linear on just one job, you may be blocking yourself from an even better job, right? So it's about essentially finding what works for you energetically, because we're energetic beings. And so the sacral chi energy is tuning into that creative, pleasurable force. Like the chi, the sacral energy is a lot of pleasure. It's like enjoying life's fruits. Literally, like if you have your morning cup of cacao, like enjoying that taste, like instead of feeling like, I have to drink this. Like that's the chi energy. And that's the one that I think has been so blocked. I mean, I think all chakras have been so blocked in humanity. But I think the sacral energy is awakening in November so that you can choose to energetically find a way that suits you better in the way you want to live your life. Again, going back to the success thing, because I think I went off on that little web. Like, we're programmed to think everything has to be a specific way and it's in the books and that's just life. When that's all an illusion. It's merely an illusion. When you wake up, you realize it's all programming, it's all mental, it's all construct, right? When we tune into our body, which is, they're all connected, and we go, okay, well, if I quote unquote, let's say, want success, how can I energetically create that from a more pleasurable standpoint or a more easeful way, rather than feeling it has to be the way you were told in school or you were told from your mother or your father or that coach? Like that mental construct that your body is trying to tell you doesn't feel good, because we have an energetic thermostat. Our heart is our compass. And essentially, the spiritual awakening is like coming back to you. Like, I'm just guiding you back to you. I'm not like we're all just guiding ourselves back to our own sovereignty and our own discernment, right? So when you're wanting success, instead of feeling, okay, it has to be this way, go, okay, what feels better? Maybe it's, I get to do this. I get to create this. Let's say you're wanting to start a spiritual business, a new earth business. It's like, how I get to do this. I'm allowed to do this. I'm able to do this. Giving yourself permission rather than this is going to be a struggle. This is going to be hard. Everyone's telling me this. Everyone's telling me that. Another card I pulled is Sacred Marriage, and it's Mary Magdalene. I love Mary Magdalene so immensely. I feel very connected to her, and I feel like the Magdalene lineage is kind of wired in the feminine consciousness in our DNA and in our wombs and in our sacred space. And Mary Magdalene was all about service. And when we serve the loving force that is within us, we will always be fulfilled and we will always have it. Like right now, I have so much energy. I haven't eaten anything. I haven't done anything. I'm like, there's so much of that energy because you're tapped into source and the divine. And I think that's why people are so exhausted, and you can kind of see it in their face. There's this, I don't want to say lifelessness, but this, like there's not much going on. It's because they're disconnected from their life force or from their source, which each and every person in this world has the ability to connect to. It's not like a special gift. It's like we all have the access within us, but we're so taught to look outside of us and follow the mainstream, the programs, all that. So Mary Magdalene was all about tuning into your heart and your love so that you could become the essence of that love, which then in my opinion manifests the miracles. It manifests the divine synchronicity, the divine order, the divine orchestration of your life. And sacred marriage is really becoming the yin and the yang within you, becoming the divine masculine and the divine feminine within you. So having that ability to harmonize the polarity of those energies, because sometimes, you know, I've been in the extremes of being immensely in my masculine and literally no feminine, to the other side of so much feminine, there's no masculine. And it's our duty, and it's all a dance, it's all learning, it's not just going to happen overnight. It's like learning to play with each energy. Okay, so the sacral energy, you can tune that in and reconnect that, because in my opinion, that's what alchemizes like the yin and the yang together, because it's like the life force that creates a male or a female, right? It's like that forceful energy. So you can literally place your hands on your sacral and visualize orange, wear more orange. You can diffuse orange essential oil. You can listen to sacral chakra music or singing bowl frequencies. Very beautiful. If you're a woman, or men have like the womb energy too, place your hand in your womb. You can use a yoni egg. You can do yoni steaming. This is something I have been speaking over in my expansion membership. If you want to check out down below, because we did a ceremony on Tuesday, which was all about self-love and activating that inner child to reclaim more of your power, more of your vibrancy. So if you want to check that out, it's down below, because there is the re-recording. But there's a bunch of different things that you can do, and ask your higher self, your intuition, what you feel guided to do in the time that you have to create that space for yourself. It may be 5 minutes. You may have 10 kids or 20,000 children. I think that's impossible. But like whatever you can do to harmonize this energy, even if you're dropping the kids to school or you're driving to work and you have a 1 hour commute, can you use that time to meditate or to just listen to the frequency? Listen to spiritual music. Fia is a beautiful artist I'd recommend. Anything that you can do to activate that chi, that life force energy, like the feeling of like, holy crap, I'm on earth. Like this is a blessing. Like finding that light within you that fulfills you and gives you that orange juice. Like that's actually what I just heard, orange juice. So doing that, and I'm gonna pull one more card. I'm also so excited. If you want to keep up to date with my email newsletter, I'm gonna be writing a lot more because I love writing, and I've just been flowing. There's been so much information coming through. So if you want to stay subscribed to that newsletter, you can check out my free manifestation hypnosis down below. It's completely free. You'll receive that meditation track, and then you'll also be automatically put onto the newsletter, where there'll be some exciting announcements, because I'm launching a new program that has been brewing for over a year now, and it finally has been manifested into literally what I would call my child. Okay. Friendship and partnership. I mean, can we talk? This is all about union. This is the new earth energy. Like meeting your tribe, you know, meeting your tribe. I've been meeting the most amazing people lately. And I just want to share this again, is like, if you are going through a metamorphosis, a transformation, an evolution, an expansion in yourself, you have to let go of the old. Like you have to let it die in order to rebirth into a new, right? We're in autumn in Ireland, which is when the leaves like fall off and we're rebirthing. Oh no, we're in winter now. Jesus. Okay, I see there's a lot of people on. Can you please give this video a thumbs up? Really appreciate it, because I always see that. I'm sorry, I'm calling people out. What was I saying? Oh yeah, you have to let that, like, here's the thing. If you are in a state where you're lonely and you feel, I have no friends who understand me at a deep level, like I'm craving those old soul friendship relationships or a partner that truly intimately sees me and isn't just superficial, when you're craving those things, you have to be that person before you can expect that to come through. So I remember when I really wanted spiritual friends, like real deep friendships, I wasn't fully embodying my true essence yet. So how could I expect authentic people to show up around me when I wasn't being fully authentic? now I look at my life and like, I don't spend my week, like I don't drink, like I don't like going out and drinking. Like it's just something I just don't like it. I love going to ecstatic dances. I love going to sacred circles, cacao ceremonies, sisterhood circles. I'm doing my shamanism course every month. So I go to Mayo to do that. I love doing my ceremonies. I go to all these courses. Like I did a off-grid vegetable growing course last month. I did a cacao ceremonious course like this week. I'm doing a Saint Germain attunement course next month, and then the month after my Reiki course. Like I'm just learning and infusing myself with what I love to do, and the universe continues to deliver the right people, the right experiences, the beautiful energies. And that's what I encourage for you, is like, when you truly stand in your authenticity and you do not silence your voice, right? I'm holding this, which is the throat chakra. It's all about power. And when you tune into who you authentically are, the partnership and the friendship will come, okay? And be patient with that, okay? So I'm sending you all love wherever you are. And for the 100 watching, if you can give this a thumbs up, I'm so sorry. I'm probably annoying. I think I'm just gonna have to find a way to only say it a few times. And yeah, stay tuned for some exciting news next month. I'm literally so excited for what is brewing. It is like literally life-changing. And I just want to say, connect to your heart consciousness, drop into the heart, see your world from heart, because again, we're programmed mentally, but the heart can never be controlled. That is the power we hold as a humanity. And the more we bridge that heavenly energy to earth, we are literally manifesting a new earth. So each and every one of you is so powerful and contributes to the whole one. So yeah, I'm sending you love. Have a beautiful, blessed day. And I will see you guys next week. And again, if you want to keep up to date with emails and stuff, you can check out that free manifestation hypnosis. If not, I'll see you over expansion membership. And yeah, bye.